It's a Wednesday. No, it's a Tuesday. This is a regular old Tuesday on the W. We'll hold off on the L's. On the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Well, it's a hot one, Ike.
It is a hot one.
Is it too hot? That I guess, is the question.
Well, first of all.
Yeah.
What's up, Brother Spike?
What's up, Ike?
Feeling pretty good today. Vic Fangio. Boy, I tell you. That's my type of coach,
That's a man right there.
You need more Vic Fangios in coaching, in the coaching profession. Let me just say that.
More Vic Fangios, less Rod Lakens.
Yes. And some would say, yes, less Rod Lakens. And quite frankly, I need less Rob Thompsons, but that's just another story. Tough loss last night.
Yeah.
Jackie Baseball! What is going on? That's back-to-back games. Zach and Christopher? Holla at your boy.
How's everyone doing?
No.
Yeah. I feel nice.
No, air-conditioned.
No. Beautiful day. Beautiful day.
No. It's a big show. Yada, yada, yada. Jalen says, you got to keep the main thing the main thing, right? The main thing today is not the trade deadline. It is not Elliott from camp and all those other things. The main thing today is that at noon at FDR Park, we were supposed to be watching Jack Fritz play Joe DeCamera in tennis for Fritz DeCamera 3. Right, Ike?
Yeah.
We have been promoting this for a week. Even yesterday, when the forecast for today was out, just to be clear, and we each get a call, I'm trying to think of what time it was, probably around 10 in the morning, that we have called off tennis for today
because of the heat. I was actually getting a root canal.
And you got the call during the root canal.
During the root canal, yeah.
We've called off tennis because of the heat, Rod Lakin says. He says it is management's decision to call off the heat. So the first thing here is that, like, we knew that it was going to be hot yesterday, yet we still continued to promote this was happening today. Our listeners, who we love, we told to come out there today, and they were out there anyway. All right. The second thing is,
I started hydrating yesterday. Look at the size of this bottle of damn water I brought.
That's a huge bottle of water.
Look at the size of this bottle of water, man.
Kelly Green water.
Did you see that? Yes. Yeah, it's like 2 gallons of water right here.
What a weak, weak, weak decision from management. And then we will get into whose decision this actually was. Because this is being painted as Rod Lakin's decision. But I don't see Jack Fritz complaining about it. Mm-mm. I don't see Joe DeCamera complaining about it. Jack Fritz is 31 years old and brags about being an athlete. Joe DeCamera is 47 years old and brags about being an athlete. This entire thing is how good they are at athletics. Mm-hmm. They're not 100 years old. They're not hampered in any way by any physical condition.
No physical deficiencies or anything.
This decision is an insult to everybody who is working outside every single day. By the way, the guys at my house outside for 8 hours, 2 straight days, busting their asses. But these two weaklings can't play a half hour of tennis in the middle of the day to keep this bit going on.
That's a good point.
It is an insult to athletes who perform every day. It is an insult to people who work outside every day.
Yeah.
It is an insult to our listeners who are going to go and stand out. The question is, who is responsible, right? I would love to blame it on Rod. I would love to blame it on Rod.
He certainly didn't push back.
No, but Jack, did you?
He definitely didn't push back.
How were you and Joe informed that this was going to happen? Not going to happen.
Well, it was in a private text message saying, you know, what do you think?
Ah!
What do you think?
It was, what do you think?
And it was a station decision.
No, what did Joe say that you thought?
Who knows what we said. But how I feel.
You know, you were on a text chain.
Here's how I feel.
Yeah.
Station decision.
Yeah.
Management decision. I didn't push back. I think it was a correct decision. It was hot out.
You don't think you could have played 30 minutes of tennis today?
Prepared to play. Willing to play. That was what was said in the text message. Whatever you guys want to do, don't think it was the best decision to play today.
Why?
Why didn't you push harder for this?
Yes. Why didn't you and Joe should have pushed harder? We're all talking about you two.
I know.
3.5 months.
You're welcome.
And now when are we going to do it?
next week, you big baby. It's 1 week.
What if it's hot again?
It's not going to be hot. Look at the forecast.
It's a week away.
You're talking about looking at the forecast, and we should have saw it and it was
going to
be hot.
The forecast yesterday.
That's out of my hands.
It's not out of your hands.
It is out of
you
my hands.
You said, no, it's not out of your hands.
Station decision, prepared to play, didn't fight back.
I am standing up for everybody who listens to the show. I am standing up for everyone who works outside. And I'm standing up for the integrity of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, again, Ike, this is a competition to see who is more athletic. Yeah. It's not 110 degrees outside.
Well, the real feel could be like that.
It's not. I ran this morning.
You said real feel.
Dude, I'm almost 50 and I have a replacement.
I walked this morning too. Man. Yeah, I know. No, I was out there.
It was fine.
It
was
not fine. I mean, I would have gotten through it. I would have been fine playing today. Didn't seem like they wanted to play. Okay.
So you're blaming them or you're blaming you?
I'm blaming them. I would have played today. But I also not fighting to get out there. I'm not dying to play in 95-degree heat with humidity. Like, the Eagles, by the way, professional athletes, moved up their practice to 9 a.m. for a reason.
Okay,
but two schlups got to go out and play tennis in front of a 100-degree heat.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Maybe 30 minutes. Who knows how long sets can last for?
No,
that could have been at least a clean 40.
No. How many volleys do we think 1 point of Jack versus Joe would go?
I have no idea.
Hit the ball three times?
Again.
One of you morons is going to hit it into the net.
So, I agree. Again, I'm fine playing today. I was mentally preparing myself to play today. But it was made. The decision was made. And I was fine with it.
No, you should have stood up. And you know what? I don't
and
actually
first off,
believe
it would have been more of an advantage for me anyway. I want this to be fair.
No, you don't want it to be fair. You didn't want it. Like, this whole thing, we should. I don't want to invest any more time in it. If we're just going to do it, first of all, 215. If I'm wrong and they shouldn't have played, and you think it is dangerous for two healthy adult men to play a half hour of tennis,
you keep saying he's healthy. I mean, are you sure?
He's bragging that he's healthy. He's bragging that he's an athlete.
He took a shot in the groin.
Yes, 215-592.
I took a needle in the ass.
I don't know. This whole thing is embarrassing.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing that I'm questioning. It would not have taken very long to get this thing completed.
No.
It would not have taken very long to get this completed. At what point did you guys become concerned about heat?
Yeah.
Well, I was concerned about heat,
well,
but it wasn't.
How hot was it during baseball? It was like 93 degrees during baseball.
Yeah, yeah. That day was hot as well.
And gritted and grinded my way through.
When we did golf, it was hot.
It was scorching when we did golf.
Okay. I know. That's why I was prepared to play
no,
today.
No, prepared to play is a, you are.
I'm not.
This is a half measure answer. I want to see the text.
I said it was a bad. I
put the
okay.
text. Put the text online.
Not putting the text
put
online.
Put the text online.
Not putting the text online.
215-592-9494. Do you think
that's no?
I'm going to get Jack's cell phone number.
HIPAA laws.
That's not a HIPAA law. That's not what HIPAA is. Hold on, Jack's cell phone. You should ask for the text. It's 484-888.
No, but this happened before, and people started calling me. You freaking A.
I want to see the text.
I'll show you the text.
No, I want them. I want them for everyone to see.
But all I'm telling you is exactly how I feel. And how I feel, I'm happy with the decision. I did not, but I'm prepared to play. And that's all it was. I don't know the big deal. I don't think it's that big of a deal. We'll push it back a week. We're not out there needing to die for a radio bit.
If it's hot next week, can we? It's not a radio bit. This
yes,
is more than
exactly.
a radio bit.
Exactly. What are we talking about here?
I've spent the last month and a half just obliterating the character of the morning show.
Invested in this.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of people are invested in this.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to wait a week.
Okay, so here's the question. If it's next week at the same time and it's also 98 degrees, what are we doing?
I guess we'll grit our way through it.
And then running the next week or the week after that, what are we doing?
Yeah, I want dates.
Well, running's not that. Running's like a 2-minute thing.
Well, who knows with you guys? Here's what I want, Ike. Yeah. I want the exact date and the exact place of the rest of these events so we can get them scheduled. And I want them scheduled for inside so we don't have to worry about the weather
anymore. Why didn't we schedule this for inside, indoors anyway?
I have no idea. Was it anybody's idea that at the end of July it could be hot?
Should have brought up.
Did anybody think about that?
Out of my hands. Out of my hands.
It's amazing. You will think to ask me for advice 100 times out of 99 right. times out of 100, and the one time that you don't want to play in the heat, you don't happen to mention to me, hey, Rod and Joe are asking
think?
What
yeah,
I should
yeah,
do.
What do you
me?
Yes.
Yeah, I
me?
Need a call either.
You.
Yeah. You can get my
for
advice.
What?
Yes.
To ask you?
Yes.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
No, I'm acting like your agent did, through this entire thing.
Well, what did I do?
You should have asked me. You
for
should
what?
Have said. You should have said. Rod and Joe don't want to play tennis today. Should I push back? But instead, because you're soft and Joe is soft and Lakin is the softest of the soft. Well, I'm just saying. Rod.Lakin@Odyssey.com.
Nice, put the whole email out there.
215-592-9494. This is outrageous. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, listen. This right here
yep.
is a mockery. First of all...
You tweeted this morning it was a smart decision. Don't change your tune.
You can change. With,
you can
with,
change your mind.
With new information.
I don't know nothing about no tweets. All I know is, look. I'm sitting here listening to the call. I didn't have the back information. You know
yep.
what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I was told, you know, Joe been doing all this work, you know, his coach on here.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he trained in the heat.
Yes.
I know he ain't doing no indoor tennis.
No.
Ain't no pickleball, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Jack was throwing, you know, with the high school kids. And the more I listen to it is, okay, when was y'all texting about it? Last night?
This morning.
Or was it last night?
No, the quick decision made this morning.
Okay, this morning. Okay,
like, my thing is, y'all could have changed the event if it's too hot. It take 20 seconds to run. Y'all could have been like, we going to do the run in the day. You know, the people was ready. Some people called out work. You never
yep.
know. People put PTO days on and come to see you, support you. The blind man had the cheerleading suit. Oh, he has no idea
if it's happening or not.
Oh yeah, does somebody check and see if Bam went down?
No, he's down there. Him? He's watching other people play tennis. Though.
Yeah,
he might still be out there.
He could be.
We don't even know. He might be cheering, clapping. They, you know, we don't know. And y'all let your brother down, man. The
yep.
camera and Jack, it's playing in his hands.
But it wasn't because, my call.
No, it could have been your call.
Right. Oh, what? I said make a big stink of it. Also,
yes.
we're playing today. No. I support my management.
This is my problem with you. When it comes to Jalen and all these,
oh yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Wow.
You got a sharp tongue.
Yeah, you always got a sharp tongue. But when it comes to your athletic ability, you don't got an opinion.
I was going along with what management was saying.
No. Well, go start going along with the caller you're saying when it comes to the court.
That's right.
I'm upset. You know what I'm saying? But was it a smart decision? I mean, Joe, I don't think Joe the most healthy guy, so maybe it saved his life, you know. I do agree
it saved
that.
Saved his life.
Yeah, but Corey, here's my point. If Joe is not healthy enough to play 30 minutes of tennis, Joe should not be involved in an athletic challenge against the afternoon
show. Yeah, what are we
doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you yep. can't brag that you're a better athlete than all of a sudden when the conditions aren't exactly, I'm too frail. I'm not healthy enough to do this. Then
right.
you shouldn't. Then neither of them should be involved in this. It's not it's not dangerously hot out. If you're
but the Eagles can move practice up.
And we could have got y'all some Sprite.
Well, we got
out
a season to get ready for.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
And you know that? We could have got y'all some Sprite.
Well, Sprite isn't hydrating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
We could have got y'all
We're not drinking
out there.
Sprite.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Stop. You're not getting paid. Relax with the Sprite.
Obey your thirst.
Yeah.
Y'all disappointed the city. And I feel sorry for the guy that can't see.
That's the second time you said that.
I feel bad for him. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, he'll get to wear it next week.
Yeah.
Maybe. You never know. That could be his only day. You never know. You know. So, it's a disappointment, man. I'm upset.
I'm with you.
I too am disappointed. I too am disappointed.
No, you're not.
No, you're
not disappointed at all. Oh, you've tweeted 100 times today about what a good decision it was.
What a great decision.
And you've been smiling. Like,
I smile every day at my job because I love my job and the people I work with.
No. You were smiling like the first time Jill said she'd go out with you. That is the kind of smile we've been seeing all day today.
Oh, like the second I got the call, I went right upstairs, hugged Walk. I said, "Your daddy's going to be able to see you tonight.
Oh,
we're not going to be. There's not going to be an IV shoved in your. Yep.
Were you really worried about the heat?
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Oh, God.
Dude, I don't think, again, I would have been fine.
Dude, I ran, you can look it up, 2007 Chicago Marathon. I ran that. It was so hot, they ran out of ambulances and Gatorade.
They ran out of ambulances?
They did. They
seems
shut
like
it
a
down.
Bad decision.
I finished the race. And I was older than you are now.
Again, I would have been fine. But it's not like I was geeked up to play 95 degree tennis. Yep. No, absolutely not.
How did they run out of ambulance?
Yeah, that seems like a problem.
And actually, truthfully, my brother ended up in the ER, dehydrated.
God.
Yeah.
Why don't you give his number out if he gets run over by a car?
Yeah. It was actually funny. He finished the race. We got in the cab.
Oh, my God.
We got in the cab to go back to my apartment. And he looks at me. We pull up to my apartment. He looks at me and he's like, hey, I feel worse than I've ever felt. And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, I can't move my legs. I was like, you can't move your legs.
Oh, man.
I had to basically carry him upstairs, called an ambulance, sent a picture to my mom of him in the ER. I was like, don't worry. He's okay. I really do think this is embarrassing on every level.
It
and,
is.
And it's insulting to our audience.
And every week with you two, man.
Yeah,
it's something embarrassing.
What? I had one bad golf round. Everything else has been fine.
How about this? He's got one of his 17 vacations coming up, so that's going to take that time out. Hey, you're ready to concede the tennis. He's ready to concede.
I'm not ready to concede tennis.
You are.
He's getting shots in the groin. He's keep yelling about his groin is torn and all this other nonsense.
You're conceding the tennis. He's conceding the run.
Running.
Why don't we just have basketball next week?
Just be done with it.
And just be done with it. Let's have basketball next week and just be done with it. We don't have to play these games.
I don't want to do that.
Where we send our list. Listeners out. Well, then how about you start practicing? How about he starts manning up? How about you start manning up? How about Lakin starts having us broadcast from training camp? And
how about
everybody
Lakin
just start...
not wear jeans to training camp either? How did he not know it's going to be 110 degrees today?
Wait, who did?
Lakin.
He oh, wear
no
jeans
today. Yes.
Wow.
No wonder he wanted to cancel this thing. He's hotter than anybody.
And then, you know, he didn't ask to be involved in it. I'll just say a higher up than Lakin came up to me today. And he said, very quietly, this is the right decision.
This is where I cut my mic off.
Yep. And I was like, I'm not going to say who it was, but I am going to say, this was not the right decision. I was like, people are out there working, playing sports. And he's like, you know what? You argue for a living. I'm leaving. Eddie just walked away. He wanted no part of that
version of me. You called him a liar, also, on top of all this.
Did I call him a liar?
Yeah, because he brought up this story about...
No, we're not allowed to say that story on there. Well, we don't know if that story is public
Christ,
or not.
Man.
Yeah.
Did you relax in
there? I didn't call him a liar. Yeah. I called the person who told the story a liar.
God.
All right.
That won't get us all fired, man.
215-592-9494. Do you think it was the right decision not to play today? Or are you a real man and thought and think, or a woman, and think that two grown-ups who are bragging about how athletic they are should go and be athletic outside?
Was prepared to play.
No.
I was.
I wanted to show me the text.
I do want to see the text.
I want the text in public.
Release the tapes?
Release the text. All right, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, it's a hot one. I get it. Let him say it. You're laughing. I'm not laughing. I don't find anything funny about this. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Just City, disgraceful display of sportsmanship from Joe and Jack. A disgraceful display of management. A disrespect of our listeners, of athletic competition, of stick-to-itiveness, just a complete disgrace.
So here's my counter, right? You know, let's say you take this back when you ran this place.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're making the executive decision to make everyone play tennis today.
No. Okay. I don't want to get in.
Question.
I don't want to get into what I would have done. I just know it wouldn't have been a text message at 10 a.m. between and allowing
you
guys.
So I agree. It would have been days in advance, I'm sure, of when this could have all been going
and
down.
I just would have made sure I had an ambulance for you guys and make sure that you signed releases.
Yeah. So, I think that would have been fair.
And by the way, true or false, I allowed you to run the mile in scorching heat.
Yeah,
I was the program director.
Yeah,
at the time.
It was hot that day.
So it was very comparable.
Yes,
very comparable.
And I let you run. And you're here to tell the story.
And it was approved by higher ups.
Yes,
you know. But that was also me solely saying, if I die, I die. There was someone else involved here as well.
Who?
Your camera.
Yeah, but you had an awesome opportunity to push back. You had an awesome opportunity to push back. I can't even call him a coward now. You're both cowards.
Yeah.
Not a pushback.
This sort of feels like the question was posed to you guys, and neither one of you objected. As a matter of fact, it almost feels like you guys were like, you know what?
Good idea.
Great idea. We don't need to do this today.
Yeah.
It may have gone something like that.
Show the text.
No.
Show the text.
No interest.
Show the text. I'll get them from Lincoln. I'll get them from somebody. The camera said, I want one person. Before we get to the Twitter question here, I want one person who has any sort of honor, any sort of honesty to send me the text. DeCamera, if you have any balls, you send me the text. Lakin, I know Lakin's not going to send me the text.
No, he's not going to send it.
I want to see the text.
He's not going to send it because these two. Because
they both look bad.
Yes. They need, these two don't
disagree.
Want to
yep. Disagree.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel at marks-jewelers.com. Do you understand WIP management's decision to postpone tennis today, or do you think it was soft? So the responses, Pierre,
oh, yes.
are... I understand, or it was soft.
Definitely it was soft.
And what do you think the percentage is at?
I'm going 75%.
72.9. You're right on. We're right on. And this little dork is not. 215-592-9494.
Philadelphia, man.
Yes. Grow up.
You said a pertinent thing there.
Yeah.
You know how many people are out there actually working today?
Busting their ass.
Like, actually working.
I know.
Like, we're not working. We don't. This isn't work. Like it's work because we get paid to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
But this isn't hard labor.
Totally agree.
And for you guys to play tennis for 35, 40 minutes.
At the most.
Could have been 45.
There are guys on roofs out there.
Yep.
And those
guys. There's guys pouring concrete out there.
Yep. And those guys I feel for.
Yep. Ran down, tar, everything, man. Yep.
Breaking news. They're bigger men than me. Congratulations. You unearthed it. You got me.
215-592-9494.
I'm glad you didn't put up much of a fight
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. He has to break because he has to answer their calls. Aaron in San Diego, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Just get to the
just shut up and
main
make the point.
Yeah.
Just wanted to give everybody a weather update. It's 75 and sunny out here in San Diego.
Sounds like a great place to play tennis.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I don't know why we're all surprised, though. I mean, you know, the basketball fiasco was bad enough, and I don't blame this on Jack or Joe. I mean, unfortunately, Jack, the golf course Jack, showed up today in the tweets about him accepting and being happy about the cancellation.
Yeah, yeah. Out of my hands.
Joe, I mean, and then we get the camera who, you know, while surprised, he pulled another groin. And then he's caught on video stretching out his calf and his Achilles,
yep.
trying to cure that groin injury.
Yep.
But this is all on the marketing and sales department.
Well, it has nothing to do with sales.
I totally agree.
By the way, I just want to put, it has nothing to do with sales department. Zero. I'm letting them off the hook. There's no client involved. There's no sales. Programming and...
You don't survive off of sponsorships?
There's no sponsorship to this. Aaron, I'm not going to fight with you on this. Aaron, this has nothing to do with sales. That's all I'm telling you. It has nothing to do with sales. You can continue on your point, but I'm not blaming the sales.
Before the event, right?
Yep.
You knew it was going to be hot, right?
Yep. We knew it was going to be hot yesterday.
To a hydration company and
Aaron's a horrible caller. He won't listen to me. He won't listen to me. I just wanted him to get to his point. Look, I'm happy to blame sales whenever it is sales' fault. I'm happy to blame sales.
Yeah, to move off of that.
Yeah, this is not, it's not their fault.
It has nothing to do with sales.
It's not. Specifically three, and there is no marketing department. So, well, I mean, God bless the marketing department we have, but they're not making the decisions on this.
Yes.
It is not, you know, Bonnie's fault. It's not Walter's fault. None of those. It's not.
Way to clear it up.
Well, no, they have nothing to do with this.
Correct. There's only management's decision on this one.
It is you
have
Joe.
Nothing to do with
let
it.
Let me ask you this. That's the last time I'll ask, and we all know the answer. If Rod texted you guys and you guys said we're okay to do it, would there be tennis today?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
But again, prepared to play.
Are you trying to say Joe pushed harder to not do this?
Well, he was the first to text back.
So he set it in motion. And once you saw that he didn't want to do it, you're like, all right.
I'm not going to be first.
Dude, it's nice to get a nice little sweat out there.
I agree.
It makes you feel like you're alive.
No, no, no. There's a difference between a nice little sweat.
Yep.
And possible heat stroke. That's what was on the line today.
Can I tell you, I am wearing jeans. I'm not even wearing socks. I could go out there again.
Well, why aren't you wearing socks?
On the river. Because I was wearing shorts. I had to run out of the house. Whatever.
No, but you wear socks on the beach.
I did wear socks on the beach. But I wasn't wearing shoes. I could go out on the river right now and run a mile in my jeans and prove that it is not a big deal.
I could do.
You know what I mean?
It's like a lot of friction.
I wouldn't recommend sniffing the jeans afterwards. I wouldn't recommend anybody else wearing the jeans.
I also could run a mile. What do you want to do? You want me to run them in my underwear? Is that your goal here?
This is an insult to our listeners. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Uh-oh.
What's up, Rios?
Rios here to set him straight.
Look, I haven't been listening to much of the show. I'm like, all right, let me see what my boy Jackie did. And I'm just hearing right now, like, all right, look. Hold on. I've been out here all day.
Yep.
I'm heading back home right now. What are we talking about right now? Did this get stopped because the temperature's in the 90s?
Yep.
It feels like 100. And okay, the air quality's poor, Rios. You hear that in the update?
Hold on. Let me go through this. Okay, you seen the real quick just throwing excuses out there, bro. All the excuses out there. Let me tell you something, man. Jack and Joe or whatever it is, believe it or not, there's a lot of people who listen to the show that love y'all for whatever reason. Yeah, I mean, I got my loyalties with Jack. Yeah, I mean, and it means a lot to people. Now, let me just say this, man. When there's weather or situations like this, you don't come up with no damn freaking excuse. There's a mitigation process. Now, understand this. We're human beings, right? All this stuff now in the world, we can't do this, we can't do that. That reminds me of, it's like how people do with like their grandmothers or grandfathers. Oh, no, they want to do the work for them. They want to do the dishes for them. No, just let them sit down. Hell no. Don't let them sit down. They need to get up, move, go outside and do something. So what I would have advised for y'all and y'all boss, Rob, whoever, you know what I mean? It's like
that's
this,
his
man.
New name.
It's like this. When I was in high school football, you know what we did in high school? We had to sign a waiver before we played.
Yep.
So no matter what the medical issues, if I was paralyzed, if anything happened to me, that was on me.
You
and
can't
I was
sue
willing
him.
To do that.
Yep.
So with the mitigation process of today, y'all know what y'all could have done? In the military, we'll have collection spots. Get a couple coolers. First of all, it ain't like y'all traveling and doing land navigation and nothing like that. Y'all in the freaking tennis court. So all y'all need was two freaking or three coolers that at the end, as it's getting hot, y'all take a little 5-minute break, put your elbows with the ice that's in there or the water, cool down. Or if you're a freaking heat casualty, what we would do is have a bunch of bed sheets and ice and cold water. If you pass out, you'll be okay. We get some of that bed sheet towards your balls and your underarms. You're going to cool the freak down. What are we talking about here? Now,
this is what I was concerned about.
To be outside for a certain amount of minutes just to play a freaking game.
Tennis.
Both of y'all. Just on both of y'all. And you know what? You better not have it. Let that sucker test come out, bro. Because at the end of the day, you're supposed to, if he said something, you're supposed to have said Jack. Even if in your head you like, your mental was beating you down like, nah, I'm a sucker. I don't want to play. Bro.
Again, was prepared to play.
I want to see the text. Release the text.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, and then we talk about heat strokes. Let me tell you something, man. Sign a freaking waiver. At least y'all would have got damn more reviews or something. If y'all passed out, that would have made up the stakes. Everybody would have been anticipating.
Yep.
Huh? The stakes would have been up. But yo, come on, man. You act like you running around and there's mortar rounds coming in through the air that you got to dodge or something. Or small arms fire. What are we talking about
I
here,
know.
Man?
Yep. Sign the waiver. Hashtag sign the waiver.
Sign the freaking waiver. Jack, yo, I'm telling you, bro. Like, oh, my God. You got to do something about
it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's delayed a week.
Maybe.
It's delayed a week.
We've been talking about this since March.
Everyone, shut up. No, all right? I get it.
Andy Boyle.
Shut up.
Andy Boyle brought his son to FDR Park.
And guess what? The son's going home in tears. Man. I don't know what to tell you. I'll see you next week, Andy Boyle and kid. Jeez.
And he said there were 50 listeners just out there waiting for tennis.
Well, guess what? They should have listened to the station.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Okay, you want baseball. You want baseball to be played in the dome, too.
I don't want anybody to play in the dome.
Oh, yeah, you're Mr. No Dome, right?
Get your ass out there in the elements. Get your ass out there in the elements.
Yes.
Was prepared to play.
Rios is exactly what we needed.
Yep.
Jack, this is our show. I mean, look, this is y'all's show.
No, it's your show, too.
Your show, too.
All of our show. We're all team.
I'm loyal. I'm just loyal to it. But, bro, you can't – let me tell you something. I hope this is for views. I hope this is for fun. I hope this is
nope.
So Reels could get
picked. It's all
off.
Real. It's all real.
It's all real?
It's all real.
Bro, like, yo, oh, my God.
It's all real. It's all real. You know, I want to – Reels, just pause for 1 second there. I just want to let everyone know, this is a show, and we are having fun. Everything that's happening now is legitimate.
Yes.
I found out at 10 a.m. Jack has not shown me the text. He is absolutely thrilled that there's no tennis today.
Definitely thrilled.
By the way, Reels, like we're talking about football and you were talking about the military. It's not like they're wearing equipment out there. They'd be in shorts and t-shirts.
I didn't have a light t-shirt. I only had black t-shirts, so I might have been sweating a little bit harder.
You are such a loser.
Ask anybody who's military, especially being
we don't need to bring
now,
the military
right?
into
yes,
this.
We do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
And
yes, we do.
Your full battle rattle on with your vest and everything that adds 20 more degrees to that dry heat, to that heat that's out there. But you know what?
To be clear, it's not dry heat here.
Just to show how much of a man I am, it's the point of the mindset, man.
Yep.
Even if you had the freaking thoughts, Jack, this is your show. Matter of fact, it gets to the point. Okay, this is supposed to be a competition to show who's I'm the man. I'm the badass here. Bro, both of y'all lost it. I don't even want to see anything else, bro. This was an L.
Yep.
This was an L, bro.
Huge L.
And look, check this out. How can you talk about anybody in sports? Your Phillies, whatever. You got to step up to bat. Yo, I don't know what you got
to
do.
Was prepared to play.
Jack,
that is the main message here.
Jack, fix it. Just fix it.
Fix it.
Fix it, bro.
Yep.
Peace, oh, real. Right, you're the best, man.
Yep. 215-592-9494.
I couldn't take any more of that, man.
That was Eagles level Rios.
Oh my God.
It was Eagles season level Rios right there. 215-592-9494. You know who would have played out in the heat? John Ashdale, the cars are. He wouldn't have canceled it. Just like he's not canceling the Colonial Hyundai Fest, the biggest event of the summer. How would you feel if you showed up to Colonial Hyundai Fest and Ashdale said it's too hot?
What is wrong with you, man?
I'm so mad. I was going to wear shorts to work today, too. It's a big day. For Colonial Hyundai Fest, you can save 20% off any new Hyundai in stock.
Oh, man.
That is a savings of up to 10 grand. Over 300 brand new Hyundais in stock, no matter how hot it is. They're going to make sure you drive in there in your old car. You drive out with a brand new Hyundai and do whatever they can to make sure your payment doesn't go up at all. That sounds like a dream to go from your old car to a new Hyundai and not have your payment go up. They're going to they save you the 20%. You're going to get lower financing than anywhere else, as low as 0% on any new Hyundai in stock, only at Colonial, giving you $6,500 for your trade guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. Only at Colonial, and every new Hyundai is leaving the lot with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai.
I just want to repeat the one line that I can't repeat.
Which is
that we dumped.
Oh, yes. With the undercarriage, sort of. The down below line. Well, the YouTube people got it, and the app people got it.
Oh, man. It said Aisha underarms and you.
It would cut you off.
Chuck and Ardmore, you're on WIP.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Chuck?
Oh, Chuck.
Yeah, I tried to stay away from, like, what's up, my man?
He's man.
Awesome, I love it.
I'm pulling it together.
I hear you, man. You know, I tried to stay away from this, but you guys sucked me in, like, Corleone and Godfather 3. But I tell you what, like, Jack, I want you to win. But, man, you screwed up, bro, because that not athlete today you would have had an advantage over him because he can't even move.
Exactly. So I wanted to be fair.
You got to be so scared about this tennis match that you're just trying to defer it, dude. And if you are, like, come on. Like, you know that line they
say? I'm not scared of tennis.
It sounds like
I'm more scared of the sun.
Bro, you got to be some kind of loser to lose to Joe to camera in this battle.
Yep.
You better win this thing.
Yep.
You better win this thing. And honestly, you know, present company excluded Ike Reese.
Yes.
And obviously Spike. But, you know, there's this premonition, these sports talk shows, you're just little guys who can't play sports, all that. This is doing nothing to help that.
I was going to say, most of them are.
We all know that. Like, but, Jack, come on, bro. Like, step it up. Get your butt out there and practice some. All you're going to have to do is put two or three shots in to beat this joke.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm just saying.
There's
bro,
no ducking of the camera.
You are, as Chuck, thank you for the call, Chuck. As Chuck has explained, you've disappointed everyone. And, you know, we actually have somebody on staff who played tennis yesterday, who is older than both of these guys. And as we speak to him, he is playing sports right now. Al Morgani joins us right now. You're playing golf currently, right?
I am. That's not exactly sports. That's entertainment.
Well, sure. You and I are on the same side of that. But you're still doing something physical. Now, true or false, yesterday, in the 90-plus degree heat, you played tennis?
Yeah, because it's funny because we were listening to what's going on, you know, with Jack there. And this guy's been trying to get me to play since I had my arm operated on. I've said, no. He said, you know what? Give it a go. So we just played two sets, like 90 minutes.
Two sets? You played two sets. Well, they only had to play one.
90 minutes?
They're only playing one set?
One set.
Well, what the hell is that? How do you prove anything?
Yeah. I don't know who to blame, Al. I wanted to blame Lakin, but then I found out, and we can't get the text messages from Jack. Right. No one's giving me the text messages. But what it seems like is Rod gave both of them the opportunity to play today, and they both turned it down. That's what it seems like.
No. Then it's on Jack.
Yep.
Because, Jack, you have to realize, and I told Hunter this too, when you're young, you got to take the shot. You're going to knock the guy out. He's younger than DeCamera. He's way more physical than DeCamera. I mean, his only danger in the heat is swamp ass, nothing else.
Yeah.
So, could have been a situation there.
You know, Jack, when you get a chance, throw inside. That's it. You could have thrown inside here and thrown it on him.
Well, I didn't send the first text back out. All right, yeah, I was. That
even gave you a bigger opportunity. Once
but then what am I going to be like? No, we're getting out there.
Can you guys
just be good teammates for once?
That's exactly it. You had to throw.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah, you had to. You had to make. No, you had take advantage of this. Put him on the defensive. There's no way you should lose anything to him. Anything.
Yeah. It's a and you've seen Joe in person.
Though, yeah. We lost golf.
Well, that was me. That was me melting down.
Well, and
not
now
him doing anything.
Now, not only did he lose golf, I believe he's lost the respect of the audience.
Oh wow,
is what I believe happened.
Well, we're playing next week.
I was on my way in. They asked me to come in, and I don't know what I was supposed to do with this thing. But I was actually on my way there, and Ava texted me and said it's off. I said, "Why is it off? What's the problem?"
Yep.
It's like it's not like Australia.
No. Yeah, it's hot.
Oh, you're saying it would have been perfectly fine had they played today?
Yeah. It would have been fine. It would have been fine.
Most likely.
Al Morgani played two sets yesterday.
Wow.
You're an active guy, but like if Al is playing two sets yesterday, the fact that you two losers couldn't get out there on the court for the listeners, for us, and it is a bad strategic move by you, Jack.
Well, yeah.
It is.
It was out of my hands, though.
You had to make it look like they wouldn't let you play.
Yep.
You had to make it look that you were.
Ah, that's a good point. Yeah, that should have been your strategy. There was to say you tried to force this thing to happen, and they wouldn't let it happen.
Yeah, and if I were you, Jack, I'd up the stakes. I'd play for his parking spot.
So that's actually would make me pretty motivated.
Yes.
Is there a situation?
Get a spot in the garage.
It definitely will make you motivated.
Yep.
Because I complain about the park situation almost every day, Al.
Yeah. All right, Al.
You complain about everything.
He does.
That is true.
He does. Yes.
I actually don't think I complain about anything.
Wow.
I don't.
Well, let me know when the temperature's cooling up. And you aren't the same guys complaining there shouldn't be a roof, right?
Yeah. Yes, and we brought that up to Jack as well. I don't want to, Al, unfortunately, like, I love Jack.
Right.
I don't want to be grouped in with Jack on this one. Yes, I don't want to roof for the football stadium, and I also thought they should have played.
Yeah. For the new music, I don't know if there's any lyrics to Mr. Softy, but look them up.
Yes. Thank you, Al.
That was his suggestion for 5:30.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, you see the truck coming down your street. You hear the music. Oh, there's Jack and the camera.
You're not laughing with us anymore.
No, well, I was just trying to find it.
Oh, Mr. Softy.
Oh, the Mr. Softy sound? Yeah. Yeah. This is really one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened on the show. All right, 215-592-9494. Have yet to hear from anybody.
It's not good when 72-year-old Al is out there playing tennis.
Two sets.
I played on Sunday.
Two sets.
Congratulations. He played two sets. Amazing.
And I want to know how hot it was during baseball because it had to be close to the same heat. Right? And I want to see the text messages.
And you were out there longer.
Yes, you were out there for it was a solid hour.
Golf took 3 hours, remember?
Yes.
3 hours to play 10 holes.
This is a long time.
Yeah. This is...
Again, it's a shame that it was taken out of my hands.
It wasn't taken out of your hands. I think that's what we learned. 215-592-9494. Just a disgrace. We're very sorry. Ike and I are sorry that there was no tennis match.
I was ready for it.
Ready to go out there. I thought I was so mad when I heard. I was like, I'm going to drive to FDR Park and play tennis versus somebody. I haven't played tennis in 35 years. I will go play tennis just to show them that it's possible. What a disgrace. Two guys saying that they're so athletic, they're better than the other guy. They can't play tennis when it's hot outside.
Was prepared to play.
Get out of here.
Would have been fine.
Shh.
Would have been fine.
215-592-9494. One guy who didn't cancel his job today because it was hot is Elliot Shore Parks. He was out at camp today.
How about that? He's out there.
They did practice today.
What time did they practice?
9 a.m.
What time were they originally started practice?
10 a.m. Yeah, he did move it up.
Yeah.
An hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, that matters.
Guys could have moved it up.
Would have been fine with that. Because I was prepared to play.
Yeah. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. Tell us what happened at camp. Also, some interesting stuff that Vic Fangio said, aside from the fact that.
Always interesting.
Aside from the fact that he said that. It being hot outside is a mindset. to remind you, Vic Fangio also said that.
Yep.
But also said some other things. We'll find out what happened at practice, see how Jalen did after a couple of rough practices with Elliot Shore Parks next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.